Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to glue a bass line turn in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB vibes, and we're keeping it beginner friendly, but still proper musical. Now, if you're new to the phrase bass line turn, think of it like this. It's the moment your bass line changes direction. It answers itself. It pivots. It says, I'm not just looping again, I'm moving the phrase forward. And in jungle or old school DNB, that little moment can make the difference between something that feels flat and something that feels alive, dangerous, and locked to the drums. The goal here is not to create some giant overcooked sound design monster. The goal is to make a simple bass phrase feel intentional, like it belongs in a real DNB arrangement. We're going to use stock Ableton FX to add motion, tension, and glue, while keeping the sub solid and the groove punchy. So let's think in terms of source, movement, and exit. The source is the bass tone itself. The movement is the FX change that happens on the turn. And the exit is the clean return back into the main groove. That's the whole mindset. One intentional gesture, not a pile of random effects. Start with a simple 2-bar MIDI clip. Keep it very readable. You want a bass sound that's either a clean sub, like an operator sine or triangle bass tone, or a slightly rougher restyle patch from Wavebeatable. Don't overcomplicate it yet. Just give yourself a stable phrase that leaves space for the drums. A good beginner pattern might sit mostly on the root note, with a little varination near the end of bar 2. Maybe a fifth, maybe an octave, maybe one passing note if you want a more classic jungle feel. Keep it simple enough that the FX turn can actually be heard. Before you add any effects, make sure the bass itself is tight. This is important because FX always sound better when the source is controlled. If the notes are too long, shorten the amp envelope a bit. If the low end is blurring together, reduce the release. Keep the sub mostly mono. If you're using operator, a sine wave with a fast attack and a short release is a great place to start. If you're using Wavebeatable, choose a basic Wavebeatable, keep unison low or off with a sub layer, and use a filter to soften anything harsh. Why do this first? Because in DNB, the kick and snare need room, and jungle bass often works because of contrast. A clean bass source makes the turn FX feel like a controlled accent instead of a muddy wash. Now let's add the actual turn. The easiest and most effective move is a filter change on the last note of the phrase. Put auto filter on the bass track and automate it only on the final note, or even the final half beat if that feels better. Start with a low pass filter, maybe 12 dB or 24 dB. Bring the frequency down if you want the turn to feel more tucked in, or open it up if you want it to bloom. A little resonance can make the bass speak in a very old-school way. And if you need a bit of extra attitude, a small amount of drive can help too. A really nice beginner trick is to leave the main phrase fairly open, then close the filter slightly just before the turn, and open it or lift the resonance on the final note. That gives you a tiny bit of drama without making the whole phrase sound like a giant sweep. And in DNB, that restraint matters. If the bass gets too thin, don't automate the whole loop, just hit the last note or the last quarter beat. Next up, delay. This is one of the classic ways to glue a bass turn together. Instead of putting delay across the whole bass line, we use it as a throw only on the turn. That way the phrase blooms into the next bar without clouding the groove. You can use echo on a return track, which is usually the cleanest beginner workflow. Set the return so it stays mostly silent, then send just the last bass hit into it using automation. Try a time like 1/8 or dotted 1/4 if you want that jungle bounce, or 1/16 if you want something tighter and more pressure-driven. Keep feedback modest, maybe around 15-35%, and most importantly, cut the low end out of the delay signal. You do not want the sub bouncing around in the repeats. This is such a useful DNB technique because the delay helps the bass phrase wrap around the drum pattern. It makes the turn feel like it belongs to the arrangement instead of just being chopped off at the edge of the bar. Now for reverb. Use this carefully. Bass itself should stay focused, but a small amount of upper bass or the final transient can work beautifully with a short reverb tail. A return track with reverb or hybrid reverb is great here. Keep the pre-delay short, maybe 10 to 25 milliseconds. Keep the decay short too, around 0.4 to 1.2 seconds. And high pass the return so the low end stays clear. Think of the reverb like a little room around the turn, not a fog machine over the whole tune. If you want old school wash, go a little roomier. If you want something darker and tighter, keep it short and slightly metallic. But again, don't drown the bass in it. The point is just to give the pivot a bit of depth. Then we can glue the turn with saturation or soft clipping. This is a really good move when the turn needs a bit more density and audibility on smaller speakers. Ableton's saturator is perfect for this. A few dB of drive with soft clip-on can make the turn feel thicker without wrecking the mix. Just remember to bring the output down so the level doesn't jump too much. You want the energy to change, not the mix to suddenly explode in volume. If you want a heavier edge, drum bus can work too, but be cautious on bass tracks. Keep it subtle, and usually avoid overusing the boom control on the sub. A good beginner move is to add a little more drive only on the turn, or process only the upper layer if you've split the sound. At this point, your bass turn should already feel more alive, but if you want it to feel even more like a proper call and response moment, make a tiny FX hit from the bass itself. Duplicate the final note or copy it to a new track, then process that copy with auto filter, echo, and a touch of saturator. You can even pitch it up 12 semitones for a single hit, then low pass it back down so it doesn't get cheesy. This is great when the turn happens just before a snare fill or a drum switch. The listener hears the bass answering itself, which is exactly the kind of musical punctuation that makes jungle and old-school DNB feel so lively. A big beginner mistake is automating too many things at once. Don't do that. Pick one main movement and maybe one support move. For example, filter plus delay is enough, or filter plus saturation, or a delay throw with a tiny resonance bump. Keep it clean. If the turn feels messy, do less. Reduce the wetness. Shorten the tail. Speed up the automation curve. Remove one processing layer. Also, keep an eye on gain staging. This is a huge one. A bass FX turn can sound amazing in solo, but if it pushes the track too hard, you lose punch. After adding the effects, turn the output down until the level feels close to where it started. The turn should sound like part of the bass performance, not some separate effect pasted on top. Now, let's talk arrangement, because placement matters a lot in DNB. Bass turns usually work best at the end of a 2-bar or 4-bar phrase. That might be the end of bar 2, right before a snare fill, or at the end of a turnaround into the drop. You want it to feel like part of the track structure, not a random flourish. When you check the turn in context with kick, snare, and breakbeat, ask yourself a few things. Does it hide the snare? Does the sub disappear when the FX comes in? Does the turn create excitement without clutter? If the answer is no, make small changes. Shorten the delay feedback. Reduce the reverb send. Cut more low end from the return. Move the turn a few milliseconds earlier or later. In DNB, timing is huge. Even a tiny shift can make the groove feel much cleaner. You can also use utility to keep the low end tight. Engage mono for a quick check. Make sure the sub is centered. If the bass turn is spreading too wide, bring it back in. Stereo tricks are fine in the mids and highs, but the low end needs to stay disciplined. Once the turn feels right, there's a very smart next step. Resample it to audio. This is super DNB friendly because it lets you commit to a good moment and arrange faster. Record the bass turn and FX into a new audio track, trim it tightly, fade the edges if needed, and now you've got a solid audio phrase you can move around. You can make one clean version for the main drop, a more distorted version for the second drop, or a filtered version for a breakdown. That's how you build variation, without having to reinvent the whole sound every time. If you want a few extra coach style tips, here they are. A bassline turn works best when it feels like one intentional lift in the last eighth note or quarter beat. That lift can come from a cutoff rise, a short delay throw, a quick pitch bump, or even a tiny volume dip right before the next phrase. And if it sounds too busy, go back and simplify. The best turns often sound surprisingly small in isolation, but huge in context. For a darker or heavier vibe, try cutting the low end hard in echo so only the mids repeat. Add a tiny pitch drop on the final note for menace, or a slight lift if you want tension before the drop. You can also layer a very quiet texture under the turn, like a rougher oscillator or a subtle noise layer. Just keep it subtle. We want pressure, not noise for the sake of noise. And one more thing. Don't forget the drums. In jungle, the bass turn often sounds bigger when it's supported by a snare drag, a break chop, a reverse hit, or a tiny drum edit. The bass and drums should feel like they're talking to each other. So here's your practice challenge. Make a simple 2-bar bass line, add auto filter to the last note only, send that last note to echo on a return, add a short reverb if needed, and then add a little saturator to the bass or the FX return. Listen with a kick and snare loop. Make 3 versions, subtle, heavier, and darker. Then choose the one that keeps the groove strongest while still making the turnaround feel obvious. Keep the rule simple. Don't use more than 2 or 3 FX types. The challenge is not to stack a million processors. The challenge is to make the turn feel powerful with minimal tools. To wrap it up, build the bass phrase first, Then use FX to shape the last note or last beat. Auto filter, echo, reverb, and saturator are your core Ableton tools here. Keep the sub clean and mono. Let the turn live in the mids and highs. Place it on a clear phrase boundary. And remember, in DNB, the best bass turns create tension, then snap cleanly back into the groove. That's the vibe. Tight, smoky, and locked to the drums.